From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Iran is taking new steps to persuade the international community that it is not developing nuclear weapons. Today, Iran agreed to tougher UN inspections of its nuclear facilities and to temporarily suspend its uranium enrichment program. The breakthrough came in talks with three European foreign ministers who flew to Tehran seeking ways to defuse a growing crisis over Iran's nuclear program. NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
The foreign ministers of Britain, France, and Germany came here to secure Iran's commitment to cooperate with the UN's nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency. The IAEA has given Iran until October 31st to dispel fears that its atomic energy program is being used as a cover to develop nuclear weapons. The ministers met with Iran's president, foreign minister, and the head of Iran's powerful Supreme National Security Council, Hassan Rouhani. The meetings capped months of tough talks between Iran and European diplomats. Afterwards, Rouhani told a news conference that the parties had reached an important agreement. Iran will become the 81st country to accept an additional protocol to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, he said. Iran is determined to end the current tensions regarding our legitimate nuclear energy program. The protocol allows inspectors unfettered access to all nuclear sites, among the IAEA's key demands. Rouhani said Iran would cooperate fully with the nuclear agency. He added that to build trust between Iran and the international community, Tehran would also temporarily suspend its uranium enrichment program. Some fear the program could be used to make weapons-grade uranium. German Foreign Minister Joschka Fischer hailed Iran's decisions.
I think this agreement is opening a serious process to resolve the nuclear dispute between Iran and the international community. It also can, if it is implemented, stabilize the regional situation.
Concerns about Iran's nuclear ambitions were heightened by the recent discovery by the IAEA of weapons-grade uranium at two facilities. Iran said the uranium traces were found on equipment that it had imported. The IAEA has repeatedly complained that Iran has not been transparent about its nuclear program. But France's foreign minister, Dominique de Villepin, said Iran has now indicated a new desire to cooperate.
Les Iraniens acceptent aujourd'hui de s'engager activement et volontairement, je le rappelle.
The Iranians have accepted to actively and voluntarily engage with the IAEA, he said, and their agreements show a willingness to commit to their international obligations. In a joint statement issued after today's talks, the three European foreign ministers recognized Iran's right to develop a civilian nuclear energy program. They held out the prospect of greater cooperation with Tehran and easier Iranian access to Western nuclear technology if it fulfills its pledges. Analysts say Iran finally agreed to cooperate because it doesn't want the dispute over its nuclear program to reach the UN Security Council. If Iran fails to satisfy the IAEA, the agency is expected to refer the matter to the Council, which could then decide to impose economic sanctions. Not everyone here was pleased with today's agreement. These young demonstrators in Tehran said they oppose any concessions to the international community. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Tehran.